Branch address 12060 Bayonne Street, Suite 2, Jacksonville, Florida, 32224.
Discussions in the show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research, a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisor representative, Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Cambridge and ECM Group are not affiliated.
Welcome to the ExitCoachRadio.com network and the Retirement Matters Radio Show, where you can hear cutting-edge ideas and strategies to help you plan ahead for your retirement years. Every week, we interview top advisors, authors, and business owners to help you plan with clarity and confidence. And now, here's your host, Buck Blanton.
Well, thank you, Spike, for that introduction, and welcome, friends, to our show today, the Retirement Matters Radio Show. I'm your host, Buck Blanton. We're going to have a little bit of a different interview today. As you may know, in Florida, from June 1st to November 30th is hurricane season here, and so we are very fortunate to have Mark Goldwich on with us today to talk about claims and other issues that go with these kind of catastrophes. Mark, are you there?
I am here, Buck.
Fantastic. It's great to have you on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me.
I want to give you a second and tell us a little bit about you, and then tell us a little bit about Gold Star Adjusters, LLC, your company.
Okay. Well, I'm a Florida native. I got my degree from the University of Florida, got a degree in insurance, as a matter of fact. Shortly after that, I started working for one of the largest insurance companies in the country. I spent 17 years there before starting Gold Star Adjusters in 2004, after we had those four hurricanes hit the state.
Well, and that was a big time. I'm sure you and a lot of other people in the insurance industry were busy during that calamitous time we had here in Florida.
Extremely so. And, you know, in all my years working on the insurance company side, you know, I had known about this other public adjusting side of the business. But, of course, being on that side, we didn't look at it too favorable. And I always knew that I could help policyholders, the insurance consumers, do better on their insurance claims. So when those storms hit, I just saw that as a sign that that was the time to change roles and help the people who actually pay the premiums and who need the help.
Well, that's kind of where we're going to go today. I know the title we kind of discussed ahead of time was helping property owners collect everything they would be entitled to on an insurance claim, and kind of the subtitle being Surviving an Insurance Claim Disaster. I know I've got a picture of your book here I'm looking at online, Uncovered, and it shows kind of almost like a bomb went off in somewhere, and these are a bunch of property in the area that we're looking at on the picture, but it also says, if you think this is bad, just try to get everything you should from your insurance claim.
Right. And that, it's funny, if you visit any disaster scene, whether it's a hurricane or a tornado, something like that, that's always what it looks like. And it really is much more impactful when you're really there. The damage is just devastating. And that's just the beginning for these folks who have insurance. The aftermath, the man-made disaster, is a real nightmare that goes on for years. The event, the hurricane or the tornado, only lasts a couple of minutes to maybe a couple of hours at the most, but the insurance disaster goes on literally for years for people.
Well, that brings a couple of questions up, Mark, and let me ask you a few as we go through this. And our listeners may not be completely aware of how an adjuster is used, and they probably are asking the question, you know, why can't I just call my insurance company after, excuse me, something like this and just turn it over to them and let them handle it?
Well, they could, and that's what most people do, but mainly because most people are completely unaware that they even have the right to hire their own private adjuster like myself to handle the claim for them. Most people are brought up believing that the insurance company is actually on their side and that the insurance company is looking out for their best interest. And so everybody knows that when you have a disaster like this, the insurance company is going to send out an adjuster and they call it your adjuster. But the adjuster is really working only for the insurance company. They do not work for you. And most people just believe, okay, when I have a claim, I call the insurance company, they send an adjuster, and they tell me how much I'm going to get paid. And that's what they believe, and it's just not the case. But like I said, the insurance company is never going to tell you that you have the right to hire your own adjuster to handle the claim and to make sure that you get paid everything that you're entitled to.
Well, and so at a time of complete devastation of personal property and an emotional nightmare, very typically we're looking for this person with a smile to walk up to us, and they're going to help us, but they're really trying to work between the insurance company and the client, and that's not always going to be in our favor.
Exactly. And matter of fact, they're technically not working in between. They have a fiduciary and ethical duty only to the insurance company. They have ethical duties to the homeowner, but their financial responsibility is only to the insurance company, not to the homeowner. I remember when I was working for the insurance company, and after a case, you know, cases like this, insurance policyholders would sometimes say to me, "Well, I pay your salary. You know, you really work for me." And, you know, we would correct them. No, really, the insurance company pays our salary. We work for the insurance company. But people to this day are under the misconception that the insurance adjuster works for them because they pay premiums, and part of those premiums go to pay the salary of the adjuster. It's just not the case.
Okay, so a lot of times on television, we see if we've been in an accident or something else, we should call this 1-800-whatever. I'm not going to mention any names, but we hear that constantly, and that typically goes to an attorney?
Yeah, so and mainly not even an attorney, but an attorney referral source or network, and that's where they make their money. They make their money from their attorney partners, and they will they'll get the claim out to one of their attorney partners, but that's what that's about.
And you're exactly right. We never hear the fact that we can actually go find a Mark Gold, which a private adjuster to help with this. And just for our listeners too, Mark, tell us a little bit about how it would be different than calling that attorney referral service and getting someone on their side of the plate instead of calling you.
Well, when you call that, you know, 800 number or whatever it is, again, you're getting a referral service. That's not the person that's going to be responsible to you. You always want to talk to the person that's going to be responsible to you. They're just going to ship it off somewhere, maybe someone in your area, maybe somebody in another area. But, you know, like anything else, when you're hiring somebody, whether it's an attorney or a public adjuster, you want to actually talk to the person, interview the person. You don't just hire somebody. We do work similar to attorneys in that we actually can legally represent our clients to the insurance company so that now we are fighting it out with the insurance company for them. They're not having to do it themselves. But typically, we charge about half of what an attorney would charge, and we do not take a retainer fee. Oftentimes, attorneys take retainer fees. Even if they're working on a contingency because they have to pay for expenses, we pay our own expenses. We never charge anything up front. If any public adjuster ever, you know, suggests to somebody that they have to pay something up front, that's a very good sign to not get into a deal with that person. A reputable public adjuster will never ask for anything up front. And we work on pure contingency, and that means that if we don't collect for you, we don't get paid anything.
Excellent. Great information, something that I certainly didn't know. We are talking with Mark Goldwich of Gold Star Adjusters, and we're going to take a commercial break and be right back, but I want to talk to Mark a little bit more about your book and the process that people go through, if you can help us with that. We'll be right back.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the show for age 50-plus business owners. We're interviewing over 250 professional advisors for their tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new 20-minute interviews and 1-minute highlights every day at ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Well, listeners, we're here with Mark Goldwich of Gold Star Adjusters, and we've been, frankly, been getting a good education on the process of how to work with a private adjuster after a catastrophe or an accident. A lot of information that I certainly didn't know, and maybe our listeners didn't either. But, Mark, I want to talk a little bit more about your book. Your book is Uncovered, and I'm looking at a picture of it. I'm going to just read the entire title so everybody can hear that. What Really Happens After the Storm, Flood, Earthquake, or Fire. And I want to talk about what was maybe the motivation that probably something happened in somewhere in the past that made you want to write this book and educate the public. But also I want to talk about a couple of situations maybe where you've worked with a property owner or a business owner to help them go through this process.
Sure thing. It was shortly after I made the change from working for the insurance industry to working for the insurance consumers in 2004. I was working storms in the panhandle of Florida and in South Florida in 2004 and 2005, and quickly saw a side of the business that I hadn't seen in the 17 years that I was working with the insurance company. Like most people who work for insurance companies, you're fed one side of the story only, and you know you're trying to do the right thing. And then all of a sudden, I'm on the other side, and I'm seeing why people are so skeptical of insurance companies, and I'm seeing the little tricks that they play, and the strategies that they use that I really thought was very unfair to the homeowner. And was talking about some of these real-life scenarios with a friend, and she frankly just said, Mark, I had no idea any of this was going on, and I don't think most people do either. You should write a book. And silly me, I didn't know better. I said, okay, I'll write a book, and I did, and used, you know, real-life cases and scenarios from both sides, from both working with the insurance company and from working as a private adjuster, and put this book together so that we could try to inform more of the public as to, one, the role of the public adjuster, and two, the strategies that insurance companies do employ to reduce the amounts that they have to pay out or to avoid paying out altogether. And that was the reason for that.
Well, that's excellent. You know, we're looking at this from a property owner, maybe from a private situation. Tell me a little bit about, do you also work with business owners who have these kind of things happen?
Absolutely. We work with anybody that owns and insures property. We don't do car accidents or, you know, injuries or slip and falls or dog bites or things like that. We don't handle any personal injury, only property damage. And, you know, that's obviously set up, you know, because the rules are usually established by attorneys, and the attorneys like to handle those personal injury claims themselves. So while we, you know, technically we could be able to handle those kinds of things, the insurance attorneys like to handle those themselves. And so they've written into the law that we can't get into the personal injury cases, and we can only handle the property damage.
Okay. Well, Mark, tell us a little bit about, but let's take an example, a case that you might have worked on recently that you can tell us a little bit more that will educate us on some of the things that we've talked about, and kind of run through the chronology of how one of these cases works and happens.
Okay. There was a case out of these hurricanes that we were working on before, and like I say, some people, but most people, don't know that we exist to begin with. So they oftentimes can't get our help up front when they need it. So they go through the process with the insurance company. They jump through all the hoops. They go through all the red tape. They try to provide the documents that they can provide. They let the adjuster come into their home and develop their own assessment without any other input. And they reach a settlement that they know is unsatisfactory. They afford to do the repairs for what they've been paid by the insurance company. And then sometimes they find out about us. Sometimes it's through a friend, a neighbor, or a contractor, or something like that. And I remember a case where these people had already got a settlement from the insurance company, and they were so upset, one, about the damage, two, about living in an area, because this was in the panhandle, and they were close to the water. They didn't want to ever have to go through this again. And they were retirement age anyway, so they were selling the house as is and moving to Central Florida, where they thought they would be able to avoid something like that. And certainly they'd be able to avoid a real flooding situation like they had. And they got to me and they said, I don't know if you can help me because we've already been paid a lot of money from the insurance company. And to them, it was about $50,000, and that seemed like a lot of money, although they knew it wasn't nearly enough to repair all the damage. But they said, we've gotten a settlement from the insurance company, and frankly, we're just leaving. We've given up on the home. We're going to sell it in an as-is condition, and we're moving to Central Florida. And I said, well, that's okay. It's not too late. Even though the home was already under contract for sale, and the sale would certainly take place before the settlement was completed, I still was willing to take it on. And I said, you go about your business, you know, move to your new home, and I will handle the insurance claim. And when we're done, I will get back with you. And so just a few months later, I was able to get back with them, and they didn't expect to get anything out. But I was able to call them and tell them that they were going to get actually a little over $139,000 more than the original 50 or so that they were paid on the claim. And I can't tell you how ecstatic they were. The woman was literally crying on the phone when she heard they were getting that much money.
Well, and so, I mean, I think a lot of us would also assume, I'm glad you addressed this, that once we've talked to the insurance company and gotten a check, we can't go back. So tell our listeners as well, you know, we always feel like we've signed that some kind of release that, you know, now they're off the hook, and that's why they've done it this way. How is it that we can go back and ask for more if we think that the situation didn't really cover the entire loss?
Right. Well, because if the insurance company is simply paying you what they believe they owe you, they should never be asking you to sign a release. The only time they should be able to get you to sign a release is when you are disputing the amount that they're paying you, and you just agree what's called a negotiated settlement. They say they want to pay you 30. You think it's worth 50. They agree they're going to pay you $42,000. They don't have an estimate to back it up. You don't have an estimate to back up the 42, but that's what both sides agree on. Then they will often ask you to sign something. And once you sign something, yes, it is very tough, if not impossible, to then go back and get them to pay you more. But if they just come, they do their assessment, and they pay you $30,000, and that's it, you actually, by law in Florida anyway, you have a right to go back to them within 5 years and ask them to revisit the entire claim. And that's what we do. Whether it's a brand new claim, we can help you, or if the claim is up to 5 years old, we can still go back and require that the insurance company reopen the claim and revisit every bit of it.
Well, Mark, tell us a little bit about how we can. I'm looking at your book on Amazon. Tell us, I'm sure our listeners could go through Amazon. Tell us how they can get your book, and tell us just a little bit more about what's in there that they're going to read when they see it.
Okay. Well, they can go on Amazon and get the book, but actually, Buck, what I would recommend is that they go to my website and order the book through my website, because it's cheaper on my website, and they don't have to pay for shipping on my website. And if they want, if one of your listeners will email me directly, I'll even give it to them for half price and still no shipping. So $5 versus $14.95 on Amazon. We'll do a deal just for your listeners if they will just email me at mark@goldstaradjusters.com, mark@goldstaradjusters.com, and just let me know that they heard this on your show, and I will I'll get out the book to them. We'll get it out to them for just $5 instead of, like I say, $14.95 plus shipping.
Fantastic. Go ahead with what you were going to say.
All right. What they'll find in the book is basically three main methods, the strategies used by insurance companies that will reduce or avoid payments altogether. And just briefly, I'll tell you, it's what I call the three D's of insurance claims, and that's delay, deny, and deflect. And using these simple but tried and true strategies, you get people walking away from millions of dollars, if not hundreds of millions of dollars. Every year, people leave in the insurance company bank because they're not familiar with dealing with insurance companies, and they're not familiar with my world of public adjusting. So they don't hire somebody to get them what they're entitled to. They simply walk away from the claim process rather than to continue to revisit that nightmare.
Mark, if you would give us every bit of, I know we've gotten your email to maybe go get a less expensive price on the book. Give us all your contact information so our listeners can get to you if they have something like this happen or they'd just like to talk further about a claim they might have had.
They can go to our website, www.goldstaradjusters.com, and they can also call us toll-free, 1-800-523-2589. That's 1-800-523-2589. There's always somebody live answering that phone number, so you never have to. You can leave a message if you like, but you can always talk to a live person, and they can get us a message. But those are the main ways. You know, of course, we're on Facebook and we're on Twitter and we're on LinkedIn, with the website, the phone number, and my email address that I gave. Those are the best ways to reach us.
Well, fantastic. Mark, thank you for being with us today. Just wonderful information on an area that I was totally uneducated based on what you've given us today. Well, listeners, I've been talking with Mark Goldwich of Gold Star Adjusters. Just want to take a break and we'll be right back.
ECM Group is the home of fiduciary coaching. Webster's Dictionary says a coach is one who instructs or trains. At ECM Group, we instruct and train 401k plan fiduciaries to understand their role and responsibilities in guiding their corporate retirement plan. If you are like most business owners or executives, you need to run your business or do your job full time, and 401k fiduciary compliance just isn't your day-to-day skill set. Let the prudent experts at ECM Group coach you through the 401k minefield of fiduciary compliance.
For information, contact Buck Blanton at 904-955-0853. That's 904-955-0853.
Branch address 12060 Bayonne Street, Suite 2, Jacksonville, Florida, 32224.
Discussions in the show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research, a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisor representative, Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Cambridge and ECM Group are not affiliated.